Sounds like a gift, doesn't it?
Well, it is. It's what you call a gift.
Is that a gift?
Yes.
Appreciation gift.
That was a nice customer, you know.
He is the finest man I ever lived with. I lived with lots of people, but he's the finest man I ever lived with.
Suppose he really could have cheated you, couldn't they?
If he'd have wanted to, yes. I feel like I have been cheated lots of times. Mm-hmm. I remember living with a fella, and I lived with him 6 years. I got in debt with him, and I didn't look like ever yet I could make a go at all. I'd always fall behind. And this 6 years I lived with him, I told my wife, I said, if I can pay that man, I'm going to move this far. Well, couldn't pay him. I said, well, if you let me stay, I'll stay till I do pay him. I won't leave you owing him that. And finally, in 6 years, I got him paid off and I left. Mm-hmm. And I moved up here to this fella. And I owed about $450, $500 that year. Moved up here with him. I brought my wife, 1 cow and a calf, and what, 6 children, or 5 children?
Five children,
that's what I brought away from down there. All right, I made that crop for this fellow the next year, and I went up to pay him, and I thought he'd like to knock me down. I told him, I said, Mr. said it to me, I said, Mr. I want to pay you. And he said, you don't have to pay me right now. I said, just go ahead and say, finish up your crop. If you need that money, just use it. I said, no. I always figured when a man got the money, that's when to pay a debt with. I'm going to pay you. Well, he went there and got his books down. I hit out of a paper sack that whole year. And that fall, I had to pay half my fertilizer bill. That's all I had to pay. And the rest of it, he furnished it. Paid my half my fertilizer bill, and me and my wife and 5 children. And when he told me what I owed him, like knocked me down. I owed him $87. And I've been going in debt down yonder feeding the same bunch. From $450 to $500 a year.
Well, somebody was.
I felt like somebody, something happened. Yeah. And I said to him, I said, Mr. Douglas, I said, you bound to be wrong. I owe you more money than that. He said, that's what the book said, that's what you're going to pay. Mm-hmm. And I still don't understand. Mm-hmm. I never did use that appeal.
And that was the same every year after?
Well, might have been $100, mm-hmm. Not over $100.
That's.
For 8 years. I stayed.
It's a quarter less than what you
yes.
paid. You know.
Then, stayed here 8 years with him, and I decided I wanted to, well, I stayed here long enough that I had a little money saved up, and decided I wanted to rent land, you know, just buy me some mules. Farm equipment and just rent land. Well, I told him up there one day, I said, Mr. I said, if you can find you a good chair worker, I said, go ahead and let them have my house, because I'm figuring on renting land. He said, well, I said, what's the matter of that place? You let me know. I said, well, I figured you wanted a chair worker down there. He said, no, I just rent you the whole place. Mm-hmm. And I've been in 52. Well, on a Friday, in the doing of that terms, of 12 years, why, kept saying to me, I'm going to sell you this place. Well, I stayed here 2 years. Then my brother moved over here on this other place, just rode by me down there. And he kept saying, I'm going to sell you all that place. I said, well, you wouldn't sell that place at all. He said, one day come out here on a Friday. He said, I'll come out here and sell y'all this place and give it to you now. Just one at a time. I said, I don't want you to give me nothing. said, well, I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to sell you all this place today. I said, well, I said, Mr. I've heard that so much out of you. Well, I don't guess you'd sell it. He said, I'm going to sell it to give it to you today. And I said, well, what would you take for it?